Start your day to manage the Yud Tes Teves Tov Shin Pei Aleph Reb Tzvi Zilber.
Okay, good morning. We'd like to discuss a topic which today is very negea, happens very often, and interestingly enough, the poskim, even the later ones, I haven't found any one of them discussing Yud Rav Shem Zalman, Rav Ozen, at these poskim. It seems it wasn't common at all in their time, but by now it is very common, and it's just going to become even more common as time goes along. And the question is like this: if you order something from a shop, from a company, you order it on the phone, you order it online, Ishkachirik, and it arrives on Shabbos, the guy, the delivery company, delivers it to your door on Shabbos. Now, there's a few questions in this. The topic, the main point we want to discuss is, can you use that item on Shabbos? Can you have hanor? It's a pair of shoes, it's a jumper, a book, something to read, maybe food, but obviously food which is not a form of kashrus. And it came on Shabbos, can I use it today or not? And again, it seems it wasn't common, even though post has been around for as long as we know, already in the Shechnoch, there's talk about post, but there is a difference, as we'll discuss soon, between post and here, where you ordered it. Where I ordered it changes the halacha very much, and therefore, it's not a comparison. This is a relatively new shaila, and one needs to go through it to work out. The halacha is just going to become more and more common. People order things and they come to the door, etc. There are a few points of shilas really in this situation. One of them is tchum. If this item came, very likely did, from out of the tchum, is there a problem with that? There's another shaila of tearing open the package, plastic, cardboard, another shaila. And there's the main shaila we want to discuss if this time comes to these points also. But the main point we want to talk about now is hanor from the item which has arrived. So let's start at the beginning, and this discussion will take us through some of the basic halachas of Amir al-Akum, which is very negea, and chutzlos especially, we live amongst goyim. Very often we have shalas in Amir al-Akum. Now, we know that besides the main is of Amir al-Akum, which is that you can't ask a goy, you can't tell a goy to do something, put the light on, put the light off, put the heating on, putting it off, unless in exceptional circumstances, but normally speaking, you can't tell a goy. There's a second issa, and that is not so known, but it's also part of Amir al-Akum, and that issa is hanor. You can't benefit from something a goy did for a yid, even if you didn't tell him to do it. If a goy comes on his own and he sees the room is dark, a cleaner, a helper, aid, a worker, a neighbor, and he sees the room is dark and he says, oh yeah, I know, you can't put the light on, it's your shop, oh, I'll put the light on for you. And he does it for the yid, says the Mishnah, Maseches Shabbos, you can't use that light, you can't use that room, unless you could have done whatever you're doing without the light being put on. Without going too much into detail, the general halacha is, you can't have hanor from what a goy does for a yid on Shabbos. For a Mishnah, for a Shechnoch, no question about that. The case of Mishnah Shabbos is also another case where God draws water from the spring for the yid, from the well, he draws water which is carrying from Shesiyoch and Shesarabim. You can't use that water on Shabbos, even after Shabbos, you have to wait a bit, as long as it would take you to do it, so that you shouldn't benefit from what the goy did. And therefore we know, if a goy puts on a light on Shabbos, even if I didn't tell him, or maybe I just hinted, which we know hinting is not called telling, fine, you've not done the is of Amira, but you have got the problem of Hanor Mimaisi Shabbos. That's why most times the hinting, which we know you can hint to a goy, is usually about putting the light off, not putting the light on. There's a big difference in the two. When you put the light on, the goy is creating a positive benefit, something he has created, the light. You can't benefit from that. But if he puts the light off, it's a removal. I'm benefiting from the outcome of his action, from the removal. That in halacha is mutter already, and that's why most times the shal of remes, of hinting, is we're putting the light off. Even if the goy does only issa drabanon, like carrying out of the tchum or carrying in a smaller street. Even then, it's also b'hanor. The difference is if it goes as isad rais, it's also for everybody. If it goes as isad rabban, it's only also for the one it was made for. Therefore, meanwhile, if a delivery company brings an item on Shabbos, he has done various melachos. He has driven his car, which is burning a fire. Yeah, all the little fires in which make the motor work. He has carried something from the warehouse to the car, from the car to the house. He has brought something possibly from out of the tchum, isad rabbanan. He's done various things, which for him is not a problem. He doesn't have to keep Shabbos. But for me it's a problem. If he's done them for me, that's a problem. Oh, so we'll come to that. Yeah. So meanwhile, it would seem, and there are Taki Rabbanim who will ask this and say, you can't benefit from this item until after Shabbos. Even after Shabbos, you have to wait Bechdei Sheyas, as long as it takes to deliver the item, an hour or two, wherever it comes from, and then you can use it. Someone told me he had ordered expensive whiskey online, on the phone, and it was delivered on Shabbos. And he didn't know what to do. Yes, to use it, not to use it. Yes, he's not to use it. He knew about it. There's various issues involved. So he told the postman, he was so scared, told the postman, delivery man, I can't take it from you today. Come back. And the delivery man said, I know all about your Saturday. I know all about it. I'll bring it into your house. I'll open it for you. I'll even drink it for you if you want. I'll do everything for you. So the question is, can you take that whiskey? Can you use it or not? Now, let's see if we can find some coolers and see if we can work our way around this one. And the first point we want to talk about is, there is a Shulchan Aruch about a delivery, or not a delivery, a job a goy did for a yid, which, as we said, you can't benefit. The case there is the goy sewed, or you know, made a garment, put together, he sewed a garment on Shabbos, and he delivered it to the yid. The yid can't wear that baggage on Shabbos. Shulchan Aruch. Says the Shulchan Aruch, what if you pay the guy for his work? What if you pay him? Why should that make a difference? Says the Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber, big difference. Because here, the guy is working for himself. Adate, the nafshek of it, that's a concept often found in Nabi Al-Akum. Adate, the nafshek of it, he's doing it for his own income, for his benefit, for his own pocket. And the rule is, if a goy does something for yid, you can't benefit. But if a goy does something for himself, you can benefit. We all know if you go to a hospital and the lights are off, you can't ask the goy to put the lights on. So what do? You wait till the goy comes past, puts the light on for himself, and you can go with him and benefit because he did it for himself, no problem. In fact, one of the etzes sometimes given, even though it's a bit unpractical, or highly unpractical, but the theoretical etzes is, if the light is off in your house, and you got a problem because you can't ask the guy to put it on. Even to hint is a problem because Remez is not Amira, but Hanor, how can you benefit from the light he's put on? A lot of details, but often it's a problem. So one of the possible solutions is you call the neighbor, the guy, and you tell him, you know, I have a good bottle of beer in the fridge, which I'm not going to drink. If you want, you can come and take it. And he comes in the house and he sees it's all dark and says, well, I can't see anything here. Where's the light switch? So he puts the light on. So he's doing that for himself, because he wants to get the beer out of the fridge. And then you can benefit from the light. In fact, you can even ask him not to put the light off. Once he's put it on, now to tell him not to put it off, is Ishkamir Lak, I'm not telling him to do anything, I'm telling him not to do. You can't tell a guy to do something. Here I'm telling him not to do. Yeah? So you can even tell him afterwards, straight out, please don't put the light off. Alright, so because he's doing it himself. So here comes the question. Says the Mechaber, if you're paying the guy for this baguette, he's doing it for his own pocket, and therefore you're allowed to have Hanor when he brings it to you on Shabbos, you can use it. Therefore, in our case, where I pay for this delivery, I'm paying for the item, which includes paying for the delivery. The delivery man, he's not doing it for my favor, he's doing it for his own pocket, he's getting paid for it, and therefore I should be able to have Hanor from this item. The problem is that the Remo is choylik. The Remo, in Reishon Beis Siv Dalet, comes along and the Remo says no. Now the Remo is not choylik on the rule we said. The Remo's tain is like this. If a guy does something fully for himself, putting the light on for himself, that's fully for himself, true, you can benefit. Here, true, he's getting paid. But in order to get paid, he has to do it for you. In order to get paid, he has to sew what you have asked him to do, And therefore, it's partially for himself. Many, of course, it's fully for himself. He's not doing anyone any favors. But at the current moment, now he's doing it for you, so that afterwards you'll pay him. And therefore, says the Remor, paying Kotzatz, paying him, won't help. So we have a machlekes b'chav Remor. The Remor himself says, b'shas hatchak, you can be mekil. If you're stuck, the Aloch explains it means shas hatchak godl. If you don't have other clothing, you can be mekil, but otherwise not. Therefore, meanwhile, to sum up, if you've ordered a new bag and new shoes, and it comes in Shabbos, can you or can't you have Hano, can you use it? If you have no other shoes, and this is the only shoes you now have, and you've been walking around in slippers till now, then the Remor will also allow, because you're paying the delivery man, he'll say, B'shas atchak, you can use, you can have a Hano from what the guy did, since he's getting paid.
But if, direct,
oh, we'll come there. Yeah, that's another point. We'll come there in a moment. Yeah, we'll come there. But if you have other shoes, or whatever it is that he's bringing, it's not such a important need, then l'chol, we're back to the Remor who says, paying him won't help. Now, the Remor has another kula, which the Bialoche says. The Bialoche writes, another way, another case when you can be mekil is if the guy only did a Isse Drabonon. If the guy only did a Isse Drabonon, things are much easier. Then you can rely on Kotzatz that if you pay the guy, it's okay. Now let's see, our delivery man, what Isse did he do? What Isse has he done? Oh, so I'm going to start with the Rabbanon. So the fact that he carried from the warehouse to the car, from the car to the house, the warehouse Rishus Yochid, the street Rishus Ravn, the car Rishus Yochid through the street, that we could get away and say it is often only Isad Rabbanon, maybe most of our streets are Isad Rabbanon, even though certain things we are making, Amir Lakim, we are making Mishavur, but Amir Lakim is making Salam Azur, we can get away, the carrying bit is Isad Rabbanon. Is a Tchum, brings it from the Amazon warehouse, which I don't know where that is, outside of the Tchum, let's say. Tchum is also Drabanon. Even Yud Vesmil, the Remor is Mekel, Bialoche says he can be Mekel. So Tchum is a Drabanon. So meanwhile, the guy is on a Surum Drabanon. Since you pay him, you can be Mekel. The problem is the car, the driving the car. So if he comes on foot, if he brings it, but if he's driving a car, which most probably he is, the car is Isad Ras. The car is burning, Havor, you're making a burning. Oh, we'll come, yeah, we'll come at the moment. Oh, we'll come, yeah, one thing time, yeah, we'll come there also. So the guy does Isse de Reise, paying him won't help, and therefore, L'Choyre, meanwhile, it should be us to have Anor from this item. Now, let's go to the next point. Next point is, could he have done this beheter? Could he have done what he's doing without using a car? We know there's a rule in Amir al-Akum, not Amir al-Akum, in the Hanim Masa Akum, if the guy does something with a melacha, but he could have done it without, the fact that he's using a melacha is not of relevance to me, and I'm allowed to benefit. For example, this is a famous example, if you have a clean in the house, and she's cleaning the dishes, and she uses hot water. Now, use hot water is a problem, you're lighting up a fire. Can you allow her to do it? Can you benefit from those plates afterwards? Can you allow her to do it? And the answer usually given is that since theoretically you could wash the dishes with cold water, a bit depends how greasy and how oily they are, but okay. But if you could have, even though it might take a bit more effort, but you could use your fingers, cold water, and scrape it off. Since you could have done it beheter, the fact that the guy decides to do it with a melacha, that's not what I'm asking for. I'm asking you to clean the dishes. You can do it better. You choose for your comfort to use hot water and use a sponge. All right, that's your issue, not mine. I could have had my Hano without it, and therefore it's mutter. Go cleans the floor. Since they could have, well, it's questionable, all right, that really gets into shadows. Can you clean a floor better? Can you take a tissue and clean a big floor? Has to be a bit reasonable. Has to be reasonable that you could have done it better. One of the Rabbanim once told me here they have a shaila. Every place must have the shaila. Motzei Pesach, just going off the topic, an example a minute. Motzei Pesach, the bakeries are waiting, looking at the clock to start baking chametz. Now they have a delivery of flour. Oh, so when that, which comes a fresh delivery, when does that delivery come? Usually the lorry is already sitting there an hour before nacht. So the shaila is, this lorry drove on Yom Tov, for Yid, can he benefit from that? So one of the nekudas, one of the points of discussion is, well, he could have done it beheter. How? Well, he could have come chalamoid and slept for 2 days outside my bakery. Is that reasonable? have to be reasonable. You can't just say you could have done it better, who knows how. It's clear in halacha, has to be reasonable. Could be it's a bit more effort, a bit harder, but it has to make sense. All right, so that's a bit of a shaila. The mindset, the halacha days, they do allow it for various different heterim. Maybe one of the reasons is it could have done it better, it's not so far, and it's not so cool. But coming back to our case, you have a delivery of shoes, of whatever it might be. Could the guy have done it without a car? Well, I don't know, it depends where it's coming from. I'm meant to know where it's coming from. And the problem with Hichas Shabbos is that Sfeikus, Sofik, even though this Knas, this Issa, no, it's Issa Drabanan, in Hichas Shabbos we're not making an Issa Drabanan because of Dovah Shesh Lematirin. There's a rule, Dovah Shesh Lematirin, something which is going to become Mutter anyway, we don't rely on Sofik Drabanan. So, a bit of a question. If I know he's coming from not far, and he could have brought this parcel by hand, all right. So then you could say the fact that he's driving a car is for his benefit, but it's not very reasonable. Yeah, a big box, and most probably he's coming from a bit far. Now here comes the next question. He's got other parcels anyway. Yeah? He's got most probably 10 other parcels for this area. I'm assuming they put all the parcels for the local area together. 9 of them are going, 1 of them is a yid. So he's driving anyway, going off onto a new point now. This guy is driving anyway to Broughton Park with 9 parcels for Goyim, or 1 parcel for Goyim for that matter. So this driving he's doing... one is not, it has to be Roiv Goyim. That's the problem. If a Goy does something for Yid and Goyim, we look after the Roiv. So if he's got a parcel for 2 Goyim and 1 Yid, so his main driving was for the 2 Goyim. Okay, but once he's delivered to the Goy, now he's driving around to my house. Yeah, it could be that bit he could have done on foot already. Now, the problem is it's all fakers. I don't know where was the last guy he delivered to. Besides for that, can you say here he's driving mainly for the 2 goyim, not for the yid? He's driving for each of them. Even if he would have only my parcel, he would have to drive. So he's driving for each of them individually. It's a bit tough to use that heter. Let's sum up meanwhile before we move on. The other gets too much. Meanwhile, we discuss the guy does a melacha for yid, lechayra also to benefit. The fact that he's getting paid will help if you're stuck. Aber nicht lechatchile, not so simple. So that's not so simple. The fact that he could, or the discussion, can he have done it beheter? Maybe not. Most probably not. And the fact that he came anyway to the area, after that we can use. The fact that most probably he anyway has to come to the area for going, is the last bit he's driving around to my house, which he's doing for the yid. Maybe that bit he could have done without a car. Maybe not. Hard to know. Dovah Shesh Lematirin is a hard one in Hilchus Shabbos. Dovah Shesh Lematirin we're not making on. So that's not so simple. No, just a Yid and a Goy not. You need 2 Goyim. Roiv. Oh, so that's what I meant. Yeah. Normally the rule is, if a Goy comes to the room and he sees the lights off and he puts it on, we look at if there's Roiv Goyim, it's Mutter. Roiv Yidin is Osir. But as you're saying, if he does it specifically for the Yid also, the Bialach has got discussion. Again, Mishas HaTrak is making. Any Mishas HaTrak. And here, he's Zichet doing it specifically also for the Yid Avada. He's taking every pass individually. So that's not so simple. Not so simple, though, Shesh Matirin, we're not making on. Next point of discussion is, which again was mentioned already, is like this. This delivery man, who is he working for? Who is his meshaleach? Who sent him? Who's dealing? Not me. When I order something, you deal with the company, you pay them, and they then engage the services of a delivery company, the owner, whoever it is, and they deliver it. It's their doing. It's their achrayus. If you have a problem with delivery, you call them, not the delivery. Assuming it's there. So the shaila is, does that help us? So here, let's go over for a minute to post. Post, as much as delivery is quite a new thing, and this the fact is that it's so common, people order and it gets delivered on Shabbos, it's so common, it's new. Post has been around for a long time, and Shechnoch already talks about post. And Shechnoch says, if a letter comes on Shabbos, not talking now about tearing the envelope, let's talk about that soon, open letter, a letter comes on Shabbos, you can read it. In fact, Shechnoch says you can't, but let's talk now after the Mishavu, after everything is, you know, all the posts have said there. Halacha. So the halacha is you can read it. Of reading or of Hanoah?
No.
of Hanor. What's the het of Hanor? Why can I benefit from the fact that it goes to the Meloche for me? The answer is like this. Why did Chazal say he can't benefit from what a goy does? Why can't I benefit from the light and this, the clothing, the item, whatever the goy did for me? So there's two reasons. The main reason seems to be, or one of the main reasons is, because you might ask him to do it. If you benefit, next time you'll ask him quietly and you won't even help, you'll ask him, you'll come, and that is already a severe issue of Amir al-Akum, you can't ask a goy to do. By the way, this whole discussion of delivery on Shabbos is without having told him to bring it Shabbos. It's very chomul, one can't tell the company, please bring it to me on Shabbos. They usually ask, when do you want us to deliver it? Give us a slot. Now, you can't tell them, Shabbos is a good day, I'm home, because that is Amir al-Akum. Might be through electronic, makes a difference. Then Amir al-Akum. If you tell him, it makes a difference, or you tell him, you know, between Friday 12 and Shabbos 12, and he could have brought it Friday, that's ready, mutter. If he could have brought it Friday's mutter, but if I tell him, please bring it Shabbos, or you click on the slot, and you know, a person thinks to himself, really, I don't care, but they're not going to put the order through if I don't take on one of the options, so I'm just going to put Shabbos between 12 and 4.
Most, you ordered it.
Makes a difference when you order it. If you tell them, if you don't put that slot,
Shabbos.
Yeah, but if you tell them, please deliver it, Shabbos, between 12 and 4,
Friday morning, even if I write Shabbos to
they could deliver it earlier?
They could deliver on Fridays.
Also, the office is automatically next day. I mean, you can't.
If I order at 5 o'clock afternoon, that's different, but that's an order.
You're saying even if you tell them Shabbos 12 till 4, they could.
If I do early enough on Friday.
Is such a biggest chance?
I think so.
They deliver it early. Okay, that could change. If it's automatically. Depends. Let's say a winter Shabbos like now, and they deliver till 6, 7, 8 in the evening, then they get ugly for Indian. Depends if they guarantee the next day or not. Okay, a lot depends on the Indian. If you didn't tell them to. Yeah. Okay, that's a bit tough. But most people take on that. If you can't put a slot in, unless you're saying they easily could wing it before, right? If they can. Depends when you order it. Yeah, it depends what time. Depends if they have time to bring it before Shabbos still. If they have time to bring it before Shabbos, then the fact that they bring the Shabbos is not my Amira. So that's the Amira. But we're busy now more with once it came, the Hanor, can I benefit? So coming back, why is there Issa to benefit from what the Goy has done for me? Because I might come to ask him. Therefore, says the Shulchan Aruch, the Mugna Avraham explains like that, post, there isn't such a worry. The postman brings me a letter. Why are you scared? Well, if I'm reading the letter now, next time what? I'll tell the postman. You don't tell the postman anything. Can't tell even a person who doesn't get any post and wishes sometimes. They can't tell them, please bring me a letter. Do me a favor, bring me a letter. No such thing. Yeah, you can't tell the postman. So there, the chashash is not there. The worry is not there. Because practically speaking, the postman is not working for me. He's bringing whatever is being sent. And therefore, there's no issa hanor in that case. That's a shukhroch by post. Why is delivery worse? Because I've ordered it. Of course I could tell him to bring it Shabbos. That's very common. So there we are worried, l'chore, I'll tell him to bring it Shabbos. Therefore, let's go back a minute. Let's say you have a goyish shutef, a goyish helper, and the goy comes Shabbos to your house, he knocks on the door and you see him there and he says, you know, I was just driving past the area, I know it's your holiday now, so I bought you a bottle of whiskey. I bought you something. Can you use that on Shabbos or not? Here we have a worry. You'll tell him to bring it. Even though it's his choice, instinct. Even since next time you ask him, you know, next time you know. So we have a worry. Post, there isn't such a worry. What about this delivery man? What about this delivery company? So here it's interesting, something between. On the one hand, I'm ordering the item. If the delivery man is the same person, let's say a small company where they themselves deliver, smallish company, very small company, where you order and they themselves then go and make the rounds to deliver. So there we of course have a worry. If you benefit, next time you'll tell him to bring it to you on Shabbos. But talking about bigger companies, which is usually the case, where they don't deliver, they engage the service of someone else.
You never see him again.
You know, who? The delivery man. Not only you'll never see him again, but it's more than that. I can't tell him when to bring it. You have to deal with the company. This delivery man is not taking orders from me. He's taking orders from the company. Therefore, l'chore, we have no worry that I'll tell him, if I can benefit, next time I'll tell him, there's no worry of telling him anything. Who's can you engage your services? Yeah. You mean, do me a favor, behind his back? Yeah, they got fixed in Stoma, they got fixed time. They know, sometimes they sit out of your house 10 minutes, and then they tell you, I wasn't allowed to bring it before the time, I've had that. Yeah, it's all... So this is the Shaila. Here comes the Shaila. On the one hand, you could say, since the delivery man who I'm seeing on Shabbos, I can't tell him to do anything, so there's no, it's like a postman, there's no chashash, so I can benefit. On the other hand, he is worse than post. Because by post, there's no one I can tell. I don't know who's sending me letters, so there's no worry at all. Whereas here, too, the delivery man, I can't tell him. But the one who sent him, the company, I can tell, possibly, when to deliver. I can put a slot in, so maybe we have that. So this is a question. This is a big question. Good shayla. This is a good shayla. So, Yesh Mekilim, I've looked around very hard. Mishavur himself talks only about the delivery man. And the Mishavur says, always the worry is, you'll tell the delivery man what to do. If you can't tell him what to do, no worry. On the other hand, the Bishyasa brings from the Rishonim, the Kolbo, and they write, they add a second part. You can't ask the delivery man, and the Meshaleach, the case of Shulchan Aruch is, there is a case where someone delivers, but there the Meshaleach is a Yid. If the sender is a Yid, there's no worry, you'll tell him what to do. You don't, Yid won't work for Shabbos. But if the Meshaleach is a Goy, maybe the Bishyasa will agree that there is a worry, you'll tell him what to do. So it's a bit of a... Shaila, yesh mekilim, yesh machmirim, it's hard to say clear. Let's sum up meanwhile what we've said, and then we'll go maybe on tearing the package. What we've said meanwhile is that, looking at it just, you know, from on first glance, l'chore, it's also to have hanor from the package, because the goy does something for me, and that's the basic halacha. A goy, you does something for Eid, you can't benefit on Shabbos. And therefore, there are rabbonim, I've seen in today's, you know, some in today's writing, trace from other places, there are those who ask it and say, you can't benefit from a package which comes from a goy. On the other hand, we spoke about 3 points, and there are rabbonim who say, all three together, if there's a need and it's hard to wait, you can't be makel. There are quite a few rabbonim I've spoken to and read, write-ups, you know, trace and quite a few rabbonim say, if you got all three together, you can't be makel. I spoke to Dan Hamlechi about it, he also said, chatchilenish. A goy does a malachah for Yid and Shabbos can't have anor. But there are various points one could work with, and if there's a need to be making. What were the 3 points we discussed? Number one, we spoke about the fact that you're paying the goy. If the goy does it for free, there's a big worry, because he's doing it totally for you. Unless not, but if he's doing it. But if you're paying him, there is a big way of looking at it, he's doing it for himself. That was shit as a mechaber. The problem is the remo is machmir. But even the remo is making v'shasat chak. So if you're very stuck, v'shasat chak, girl, you're very stuck, or if it's only sabon, you can be making. Okay, if you're not very stuck, not so simple. Number two, we discussed that maybe he could have done it better. Maybe in combination that he's anyway coming to the area, possibly, for other deliveries. And the last bit he could have done without a car. The fact that he's carrying in the street is a Issa Drabanon, for which paying him does help. Putting together a few things, maybe. Not so glad that one. Something to think about, not so simple. The third point, which is already a better point, is... that, so the paying, the fact he could have done it better, and the third point, which is also quite a good point, is the fact that he's not working for me. There is no worry that I'll tell him what to do as he's not working for me. So it's true, I might tell the sender, but who says we're worried for that? Possibly we are only concerned by my interaction with the one I'm meeting on Shabbos, and if there's no worry I'll tell him what to do, I can benefit from what he's done Shabbos. Not so simple, but putting all the 3 points together, if there's a need, there's a big chance to say one could be making. One of the problems is, one is going to be very stuck, I'm going to have to finish in a few minutes, one is going to be very stuck with opening the package. His package is not coming, you know, he's not putting a pair of shoes in the porch. It's coming wrapped in a plastic, on a cardboard. What about tearing that open? So, Mamish, just in a nutshell, Major Machlekes Achronim about that. And the Machlekes is like this, we know you can open packages for food. How and when? Let's not go into that now. But you can open a package for food, whether you have to empty the package straight away or not empty. Another discussion. But there's definitely a heter. You can tear open a packet in order to get to the food. Is that heter only for food or for any Shabbos need? That is Machlekes Mishavu and Chazanish. Mishavu is Machmir. Mishavu talks about a letter and he says you can't open the envelope for a letter because the head of tearing in a destructive manner, it's a head of Kerea in a destructive manner, is only mutter for food. The Chazanish is making on this one and the Chazanish holds you can tear even for other needs. And the big nafkmin is a newspaper. People get something in the newspaper, Amadiyah, they didn't manage to tear open the plastic till Shabbos. Can you tear that? Not that simple. Chazanish is Mishavu is Machmir, Chazanish is Meikil. Tissues is better. Tissues is a bodily need. It's considered like food. But so tissues is Zichemutter. In a destructive matter. But other things is a Shaila. So that's one thing. So it depends what you go with. But is it quite an easy way out on this one? That's to ask the Goy. Now, you can't ask him because you can't tell the Goy what to do. You can hint to him. You can tell the Goy, yeah, thank you very much for the delivery. I've got a problem. I can't, you know, on Saturday we can't do much. And if he says, oh, I'll open it for you, if he knows about these things, so you've sorted that one. So that's the tearing bit. Another issue, which we're going to have to just do in 1 minute, is the issue of Tchumin. Tchumin meaning not the fact that the Goy carried it from out of the Tchum. That we discussed already, the fact the Goy did the Issa for me. No, the fact that something which has been, when Shabbos comes in a certain area, that item can't leave that room. So it's gone very late, it's hard to go into that now. But a good example of that is like this. Imagine a holiday, you have a minyan somewhere, and you make an Erev Tchumin to go to minyan. And you come there Friday night, and there's a Yid who came from the other direction. And he forgot his coat at home, and it's very cold, and you're not so bothered by the cold, and you want to lend him your coat. You can't. You know why? Because where you your coat is part of you, part of me. So it was koine shvis, it's called. It becomes like I can't leave my tchum, my items can't. So I can walk because I'm in the Erev, but for my item to go even further the other direction, can't. Now this item, this box of shoes, where was it when Shabbos came in? If it was outside the tchum, outside Manchester, an Amazon warehouse, wherever it was, it was koine shvis there. Now it comes to, now, that's not such a big problem because the halacha is you can carry it within the house and if the town has an Erev, you can carry it within the whole town. So the only problem would be shoes, to wear the shoes outside of the Erev. That not. That will be a problem. But within the house, Trumin won't be an issue. There's a similar discussion which we won't be able to go into now, but that is suitcases. A person travels, not so common now, but alright, a person travels and what is common, traveling is not so common, what is common is that the suitcase doesn't come, more common. The suitcase doesn't come and then they bring it to your house on Shabbos. So again, the girl is done a melacha for the Yid. Alright, we can get out of that one. Trumin. Bit easier because my items. Bit better. The order is making a falk is making says, since it's my items, it's koni shvisa by me. But by delivery, Trumin will be a problem. So Trumin is a problem, but we're talking about using it in the house. Tearing could be a bit of a question mark. You can hint to the girl to do it. Mukta items, of course, mukta stays, but not mukta items. We have this discussion. Can you benefit from what the girl did? And possibly, if there's a big need, one can use the various tzerufim and we make it on that one.